Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Those that determined what was good and what was evil. Are you following me? So when we understand that, and how, and I'm just giving you some tidbits, and I'm getting the message for tonight. Because I'm excited. This thing's got my baby leaping. But when Adam and Eve were created, Adam was created, but Eve was taken out of him. When he was created, he was Adam. In other words, not just one, but two. That she was there. So they were created equal. But now, when they ate of the so-called tree, it says the woman was deceived, but Adam was in the transgression. How come Adam got all the flack? Eve ate first. Look at some of you ladies, huh? Come on. Eve, isn't it right? Eve ate first, and then she gave to her husband with her. He was right there with her. Why was she not in the transgression? She ate first. She was deceived. Adam was not deceived. Why was not Adam deceived? Picture this with me. Eve eats. Adam watches her eat. And the moment she eats of it, everything about her changes. No longer is she covered with God's glory. They were clothed, but not with clothes. They were clothed with a glory. And the moment she ate, that glory left her. Adam saw it. And instead of grabbing her and running her to God or throwing the fruit down, he knowingly, knowing what happened, ate too. That's why he was in the transgression. She was deceived. Now, you know, if you're with somebody and you see them do something, and, you know, they done jumped over the, you know, over the cliff. Are you going to jump too? Now, you see them down there. Ain't moving. You know, all sprawled out. Well, I guess I'll jump too. But those are just little tidbits so that we can begin to understand, because Cain, the Bible says, was of that wicked one. And, you know, sometimes people feel sorry for Cain. But Cain was of that wicked one. He knew exactly what he was doing in rebellion toward God when he brought to God what he did, and God rejected him. And so from that point, there started what Jude calls the way of Cain. And the systems of this world, religions, religious folk in the church. You see, I'm going to say this, then I'm really going into my message tonight. You see, when the Bible says in Hebrews that Abel, by faith offered a better sacrifice. Somebody say, by faith.
By faith.
Now, wait a minute. The word tells us, how does faith come? So evidently, God told them or instructed them on how to do and what to do. So by faith in what God said, he offered a much better sacrifice, a sacrifice unto God that was acceptable. Cain knew what it was. But being of that wicked one, having the seed of that serpent who determined what was right or good and what was not right or good, just like the devil, decided he's going to bring the fruit of his ground and offer it. And we see the result of it. Abel was called a prophet. Jesus even called the Pharisees of his day, you know, the seed of Cain. So that's real foundational for us to see imams and ayatollahs. All these stem from the line of Cain. It's about works. See, Cain brought the best fruit. He felt like his best was going to be acceptable with God and not what God said. That's religion. See, we are the righteousness of God through faith. Somebody say, through faith. Okay, so I just wanted to whet your appetite. I hope you're interested in it, because there's a whole lot of scripture. We'll trace them from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. The line or the way of Cain, all right? And the way of Abel or the way of Seth. Amen. In Isaiah 51:16, this one reminds you of what we talked about last time. It says, I have put my words in your mouth, and I have covered you in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundation of the earth, and say unto Zion, my church, you are my people. Okay, so I put my word in your mouth that I may plant the heavens. Now, when we looked at that, planting the heavens, we're talking about God planting the heaven here in the earth realm. That's why he put his word in your mouth. As humankind, we have authority in the earth realm, and God puts his word in our mouth to establish his kingdom. Amen. Heaven here in the earth realm. All right? Is that clear? God's desire and his objective is to take the elements of the earth and reconfigure them to heaven's specifications. In other words, we can and should have some heaven on earth. Amen. Amen. That's why I'm against always going up the rough side of the mountain. You're in trouble all the time. The devil busy all. That's a lie. God was the devil busy all the time. No, there are times you can have heaven on earth. And when we say that, it's the atmosphere of heaven. You carry it on the inside of you. Amen. But he said, I put my word in your mouth. It's not just hidden in our heart. Amen. It's hidden in our heart, yes, and it keeps us. But it's got to be in your mouth if you want to plant heaven down here. Amen. So the elements of the earth are to be reconfigured to heaven's specifications. Heaven's culture is to be established upon the people of the earth. Upon the people in the earth realm. How many believe this tonight? There's a few of y'all believe. Well, you're not going to understand unless you first believe. There was a man that told Jesus, he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. I'm struggling, but help my unbelief. I believe, but help, I'm in a battle here in my mind. Amen. Help my unbelief. And the Lord blessed him. Amen. Now in Genesis 2 and 7, I want to, there in the Hebrew translation of Genesis 2 and 7, if you get that on the screen for me, Genesis 2 and 7, the word says here in the King James Version, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And it says, and man became a living soul. But now in the Hebrew translation of that verse, it says, and man became a speaking spirit like God.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, you might want to write that down. In the Hebrew, it says, and man became not just a living soul, but a speaking spirit like God.
Amen.
A speaking spirit like God. Okay, that's real important. A speaking spirit like God. Now, the difference between us and God, our being created in his likeness and image, is that we are not sovereign. Only God is sovereign. Only God is eternal. God lives in a place. I was with my brother not long ago, and we were talking about some things, and he was speaking about, someone asked about where God lived. And a lot of people would think he lives in heaven, but he doesn't. Heaven can't contain him. Heaven is a created place. Earth is a created place. The universe is a created place. So all that's inside of God. God dwells in a place known as everlasting.
Amen.
That has no beginning, has no ending, has no space, has no time. I see smoke. It's eternal. And the thing about it, angels can't approach there.
Amen.
Man can't approach there. No one can approach that light. What he's reserved for us is heaven. Angels dwell in the heavens. But God himself dwells in eternity. See, nothing created can dwell in eternity. Only God. I'm going to say this, he's a bad boy. And we are in his image and likeness. We are created a little lower than him, not lower than the angels. Get it right. Read the original text about that. Psalm, one of the Psalms, I don't have it in front of me, says that we were created a little lower than the angels. No, we weren't. We were created a little lower than Elohim. He is sovereign, but we are in his likeness and his image. All right? And we are created a speaking spirit like God. A speaking spirit like God. Tell the person next to you, you aren't sovereign.
You aren't sovereign.
You have a Father God. Now, what I want to talk to you tonight in this time that I have is what I've titled Faith, the Sixth Sense. You remember, some of you remember when we did a message on faith talks nonsense. No, faith is nonsense. To some that don't have eyes of understanding, that would sound pretty contradictory. But faith talks nonsense.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.rev.life.org.